Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Tonight's show is live. Got that? It's live. You're now listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Today's date is Sunday, January the 3rd of 2019. You're welcome to join us in the chat room at onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, our wonderful board op, is in the control room with his wonder dog, Trigger. He'll be there to answer your phone calls and put you on the air should you want to edify us with your questions and or comments. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and the phone lines are open. I see currently the Romans have the Christians in the stadium slaughtering each other right now for the Super Bowl thing. What a waste of time. Gosh. Don't people realize there's dogs out there to be hugging? Oh, speaking of dogs, it's 15.6 degrees and snowing here, and I got three dogs snuggling with me here on the bed. I'm laying down. I'm in too much pain. Anyway, I had originally a really big story for you that dealt with new plans for addressing an EMP and other EM forces across this country, but it's really aimed or geared more towards China. And the report also deals with the effects of 5G and other RF or radiated frequency, or frequencies, plural, from other devices such as Wi-Fi too. However, I will cover that on next week's show if we're still alive. Hi. In lieu of this, though, here's a teaser for you for that show. And by the way, again, this is January 2019, and Twitter seems to be hooked on 9/11 news. I wonder if something's up. And that's in lieu of the above-mentioned EMP stuff like that. This government's getting worried. Anyway, but don't be alarmed. I mean, this country is, you know, is destroying other countries, and yet the biggest worry of the plebes have are wearing those baseball hats that says Make America Great Again. I mean, they're going berserk over this. The lost morals of this country means nothing, apparently. Anyway. Yeah, he's live, Justin. I need to move my screen up a little bit here so I don't cover up my notifications on Twitter, should I get something like that. Anyway. before I get into that, I sent out a wonderful email this morning. Granny, you should have a copy in your inbox. It netted me quite a few phone calls today, what's really going on and stuff, and I was asked to host on another network to talk about that issue, and it's for those that are mentally awake, but I'll cover just a small fraction, but I won't get into the main part of it, but I'll do that here in just a little bit. But anyway, so in lieu of what I'll be talking about next week here, these are some headlines. Remember, Obama was to sink $1 trillion into revamping the nuclear missiles in this country. And from Defense One, the U.S. military eyes new mini nukes for the 21st century. And of course, this is the Air Force investigating more options for viable yield bombs, nukes that can, as they call it, be dialed up Mike Ribeiro talked about that on his show Friday a little bit, to basically like little Hiroshima and Nagasaki type things in lieu of the big, huge 20 megaton bombs that, say, the Russian Satan II missile, as the Pentagon dubs it, which has 8 multiple warheads on it. Anyway, another story. The report urges the Pentagon to arm the F-35Cs with tactical nuclear weapons. And this report urges I assume this F-35 is one that can fly. but anyway, again, these are these tactical nukes there with a small fraction, which limits the flexibility of certain lower-level scenarios. And I believe we saw one of those that Israel has detonated over, I believe it was Yemen. It could have been Syria, though, but I think it was Yemen. But, you could see the little sparklies from it. But anyway, and then, of course, another one here is from small enough to use, low-yield U.S. nukes being rolled out. And, of course, this is from South China Morning Post. And it makes you wonder why all of these low-yield nuclear weapons are being dispersed, I'll call it, into the field. And, of course, another one here from The Guardian where it says U.S. to loosen nuclear weapons constraints and develop more. And this here, again, was a story from just 6 days ago where it says small enough to use, low-yield U.S. nukes begin rolling off the production line. The belief that there might be a tactical advantage in using nuclear weapons, a nuke is a nuke. They destroy. And another headline says, like I was saying, tactical nukes are on the table for use. And this is under foreignpolicy.com. And this is in lieu of talking about dispersal of nuclear weapons to South Korea. And, of course, this is to intimidate North Korea. And I remind you that Moon, upon his bid for election over there, had promised to unite the two Koreas because Moon's family is from North Korea, which got kind of separated during the Korean War there. And then, of course, we have Trump's position on nukes endangers America and the world. This is from Business Insider. The future U.S. president's stance on nukes threatens to bring the world closer to the brink of the global catastrophe, especially the small tactical ones. Of course, the so-called doomsday clock has been moved to 3 minutes to midnight now. But anyway, we're about out of time. Good. I'm going to have a clip two played here, so if Kenneth will get that ready here. But, you know, what I find about nukes and stuff, and again, this is a teaser for next week's show here for the EMP stuff like that, but the problem with boys and their toys is that no one likes to buy just one and put it in the corner and not to use it. And I'd equate that to all these countries who just love to wait till nighttime when they explode their democracy leaflets because the fireworks look awesome. And remember that as all these dried-out generals, I mean really dried-out generals, sat there during the shock and awe on Iraq in a war fabricated again, and we watched them blow up Baghdad and the cute little sparklies went all over the place. So with that there, I'll have Kenneth play clip number two. And this is Brian Williams. You want to play that one there, Kenneth?
Greater detail. We see these beautiful pictures at night from the decks of these two U.S. Navy vessels in the Eastern Mediterranean. I am tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. And they are beautiful pictures of fearsome armaments making what is for them a brief flight over to this airfield. What did they hit? What are you convinced?
That's good enough. Someone needs to get Brian Williams a towel. Anyway, this was over the alleged chemical weapons used by Dr. Assad over there on allegedly his own people. And, of course, if he had any of this to begin with, why wouldn't he use it on the jihadist over there, which came from, what, 90-some countries in what they called a civil war? But anyway, meantime, as we know, what's that say? Oh, phone lit up here for a second. Meanwhile, while we're supposed to be so interested in all this, these poor children and stuff, remember we have the constant barrage, as I was telling Patty right before the, or right as we entered the show here, that those poor children, as Trump said, they mean so much. There's even news of this too now from Venezuela here, and I mean, I like to follow trends, and so I like to say, you know, hey, they said this thing before. Why? Well, because, you know, like poor children, they pull heartstrings. So the poor children in Syria meant something, but the busload of 50 in Yemen meant nothing. And, of course, the 800 babies a day ripped from their mother's wombs mean nothing, too. And now, as we see, they're going up to full term on abortion now. But anyway, so the media right now has two versions. One shows us fantastic support for President Maduro over there in Venezuela, who was voted for president, and he won. And, of course, they rejected this criminal plot of regime change that America and Israel and a few others have gotten into. In fact, it's so obvious that Israel's involved. They had this huge, huge Star of David flag up there. It must have been like 15 by 20 some odd feet or more down there. And these are the protests that, say, John Bolton is quoting to, saying that they're anti-government. And then you realize the other ones, which shows them singing their national anthem and such like that. But we're being led down a wrong road here. And again, it's just a PR campaign to get the Americans and their little kiddies on board, because remember, Trump is thinking about sending troops in down there now. Marco Rubio is no stranger to this, too. He's yet another idiot to chime in on this Western support for that puppet leader they're trying to put in there, who wants to nationalize. No, he doesn't. He wants to privatize. He wants to privatize all of Venezuela's wealth. And with that, where am I out of my time? I have a video here, and it's going to be, which one is it? I had it down here. It'll be clip number 3. And this is where John Bolton actually says what's going on down there in Venezuela and what it means. So could you please play clip number 3?
We're looking at the oil assets. That's the single most important income stream to the government of Venezuela. We're looking at what to do to that. We want everybody to know we're looking at all this very seriously. We don't want any American businesses or investors caught by surprise. They can see what President Trump did yesterday. We're following through on it.
So if you think of a company like Citgo, which is owned by PDVSA, which is the state-run oil company there in Venezuela, we have a lot of those Citgo assets right here in the U.S. Is that something, for example, sir, that you're looking at?
Yeah, well, we're in conversation with major American companies now that are either in Venezuela or, in the case of Citgo, here in the United States. I think we're trying to get to the same end result here. You know, Venezuela is one of the three countries I called the troika of tyranny. It'll make a big difference to the United States economically if we could have American oil companies really invest in and produce the oil capabilities in Venezuela. It'd be good for the people of Venezuela. It'd be good for the people of the United States. We both have a lot at stake here making this come out the right way.
If you want to catch the follow-up video to that, is President Trump talking about the net proceeds, about how the people of Venezuela would be willing to give 40%, 50%, 70% of their oil to the United States for liberating them and bringing them democracy. If you haven't caught me say this before, the John Pilger documentary called The War on Democracy is filmed during the Chavez rule. And you can see the so-called hyperbole of the media being spun about then and now, and about how bad it was before. And then the interview with all those rich millionaires that lived in Venezuela that profited off the oil and such, who had other homes in Miami and stuff. But this privatization is what they want, because they don't want the nationalized oil proceeds like Libya and stuff had, where it pays for free health care, free schooling. Life is by subscription, and they want everyone to pay for everything. Nothing would be free. And this is where they cite this so-called socialism as a model that it does not work for Venezuela. Well, that may be true. Had not Obama placed these massive sanctions on Venezuela and Trump in 2017 placed other additional sanctions on Venezuela, which made it impossible for Venezuela to sell its oil to pay for its citizenry. But you're not supposed to worry about that. You're supposed to worry about those poor people eating their dogs and cats. It's atrocious down there. Forget the sanctions. Forget like in Iraq where the U.S. starved, 500,000 children alive, in which Madeleine Albright said the price was worth it. Forget all that. It's socialism in that context. Anyway, so if anyone is following this so-called coup down there, you have to understand whenever you hear the phrase internationally approved government, and this is no different than in Syria, where the Syrian people elected Bashar al-Assad under a very tightly monitored system in which Assad won. It's because they do not like it when the people pick their presidents. Same in Yemen. When Yemen gave up its dictator, well, then here comes the war on Yemen. And in Libya, remember the first target of NATO was the big GMR water project where Gaddafi was sending all that water clear across the African, northern African continent down there, giving free land away for farming, tractors, whatever like that, you know. You imagine the impoverished African continent to actually spring into life. Can't have that because they want you paying for everything. So we know it's all about the oil. And there has been countless stories, like I said, about this failure of socialism. And this is how they try to turn people away from the United States capitalism, which depends on the U.S. and its allied partners attacking others to then blow up those countries and then massive loans to rebuild through, of course, U.S. or Western contractors. And these loans are through the International Monetary Fund, and which it impoverishes the people to massive debt, austerity, and, of course, interest upon that debt, which they didn't have before the bombing. And they all can blame it on, like, a president, like Gaddafi or Saddam, Assad, Putin. I mean, the list goes on. It's always got to be someone that's demonized, kind of even like down in the Philippines there where go around killing all these drug lords. Can't have that, you know. Can't have that because there's a big supply of drugs and they have to keep going through the Indochina opium wars. And of course, my statement there was from Obama declares Venezuela a national security threat. President Trump approves these sanctions on Venezuela. And if you're curious, I was looking this up. Venezuela is equal to 2,797 air miles away from the United States. It's a national security threat. This is like sending boys over across to the Middle East, 4,000 to 9,000 miles away, for a bunch of alleged Al-Qaeda who are shooting these AK-47s up in the air with their cute little mask on. And the ballistics of an AK-47 has a range of about 300 yards, and yet these guys are a threat to national security. No, they're a threat to oil fields, or that's the presumption. They're just used, these paramilitary groups are used there to use the premise or the preemptive means to get the U.S. troops over there to act as guards. Same with opium. And another headline here says, we are back to the oil. And, of course, this issue in Bolton's U.S. corporate statement. And I wonder when, I actually wonder when the military is ever going to wake up about what's going on. Anyway, I have a break coming up here. 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open. You want to call in? And we'll be right back after this little commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. Kenneth and I was kind of chatting there offline here, but you know, as I was kind of saying here, you know, we're on this issue here where it's always where they use this preemptive means as a reason to go into a country, which has nothing to do with our national security, as they call it. Our biggest national security threat here in this country here is these dual citizens that run Senate and the Congress here. But anyway, that was basically what my email was about this morning here, but I could read you a slight line of it this morning here, but I had a whole so many links on it. It was pathetic there just to show what's going on. But, again, they use the clause of the poor babies. And like I say, Planned Parenthood killing 800 babies a day. And then, of course, one of the titles here I just was looking at here is where it says, in just a few years, pro-abortion zealots went from safe, legal, and rare to keep the newborns comfortable while the doctor debates infanticide. I know Granny has been on Twitter about that quite a bit here lately. And it says, I don't care what party you're from. If you can say that it's wrong to leave babies to die after birth, get the blank out. And of course, also people should be aware of the fact that this is not, as you know, just to comfort the babies, but it's because of live organ harvesting. You don't harvest organs from a dead person or baby. These guys are Satanists. And it makes you wonder, when you have so many people jumping on board to this, what the actual retail value of a child or a child's body is. And again, like I mentioned here, the living standards in Venezuela are tough. Yes, we all agree with that. But of course, sanctions don't help. And that's why I brought up this deal here with John Pilger's The War on Democracy. What about Venezuela, though? Well, Venezuela, during crippling U.S. sanctions, had brokered a deal with Germany that Germany would give Venezuela a loan, as Venezuela had secured depositing gold into the Bank of London, in which Venezuela then would buy food from Turkey. Now you see why there's so much rift from Turkey and the United States and NATO and stuff. The ball players aren't playing in the same park sometimes. But anyway, that loan was repaid. And so now the Bank of England will not return $1.2 billion worth of Venezuela's gold. And this is the precursors, just like Iraq's gold was stolen, Libya's, Ukraine's. And do you start to see a pattern developing here? Are you testy today, Patty? Anyway, so out of all these wars, and I highlighted one of these last week, but out of all these wars based on our national security interest, you have to think of these poor suckered kids that go into these military conflicts. The one I read last week was the 10-year high in the 2018 with 57 cases of active duty Marines committing suicide. Now, last year alone, in special operations units, there was 22 deaths by suicide in 2018, which was triple the 8 cases seen in 2017. Montana has the highest country suicide rate, in which those suicides are comprised of veterans, which is 20%. And the shocking RAND study on veteran suicides goes on to list the age variance is between 18 and 34 of most of these young men that are committing suicide. And a lot of it is blamed on PTSD-type statistics here. And, of course, remember, it's fun, I guess, if you're playing a video italics game. A game is a game. But when you put people out there in real life and they start shooting people up, killing them, watching their bodies blow up and stuff, and then you see the carnage of war, it's kind of like being a first responder on an accident. It's not pretty. And imagine, say, you enlisted with a buddy and you watch him getting blown up, or her, or he, she, whatever they are today. I know they're fighting like mad again about this transgenderism in the military, too. In either case, we'll at least we'll know that someone's covering someone's butt. But anyway, and then we have the story from the IG report, which was noted on CNN and other news, Fox News and stuff there, of the Veterans Administration that allowed 307,000 veterans that have died, as well as the Afghan report that the Afghan forces had lost over $700 million in U.S. ammo, and that's from Military Times. And so in a lot of cases, the U.S. soldiers are put in harm's way by their own government by funneling their arms to the so-called opposition groups and or approved governments. And then they lose stuff, and it turns up in these hands of these jihadists or whatever, and these U.S. soldiers are being shot by their own ammo. And that's it's shocking to hear that. Anyway, I got another break coming up here, so I'll take a break here. The phone lines are open. You're welcome to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Talk is all you get, and you wanna. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I got two callers on the line. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Before I get started here, I wanted to just say this. We had a 2.6, a 3.9, a 3.6, a 2.9, a 2.8, a 2.6, a 3.3, a 2.6, and a 2.8 quake here in Montana today, all in the Yellowstone area. So news you normally don't hear from your mainstream crap. Anyway, Robert, I have I'll get to you in just a second here, but I'm going to pick up Patty first. But I have a story about California, too. So, but anyway, we'll pick up Patty in Missouri there first. So good evening, Patty, young lady. I hope you're doing fine.
I'm doing just great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
And you?
Hanging in there, a little pain as usual, but you know how that goes.
No, SOS.
Yep, same old crap. I clean that up because Carol might be listening.
Well, I wanted to comment on the Maduro thing.
Mm-hmm.
I even read a story today that said he's kidnapping children and going into hiding.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I The CIA has got their propaganda machine in full swing.
Oh, I tell you.
I mean, it's almost laughable if it wasn't so ignorant. But the thing about it is, we all know what exactly is going on. Every country that has oil has been attacked and a regime change done to grab control of the oil and the flow of the oil for the liberal globalist banksters.
Well, and, it's like Africa. What is there? Africa's a continent, I guess you call it, but out of it being that, you have 54 countries within that, and the United States is in 53 of them.
Right.
Blood diamonds, name it.
Right.
It's commerce
right.
related.
And there you will find Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, this is how bad the propaganda is here in the United States. They were trying to say that Maduro's military were
defecting
against him.
Yeah.
Right, defecting against him. And that's a lie. They didn't put pictures up, and I noticed on CNN they had a couple of soldiers on, saying, begging the United States for arms and help. Well, guess what? Those weren't Maduro's forces. Those guys are Peruvians. They're not even from Venezuela. See,
and the uniform. Yeah, the uniform is wrong.
Right, because Venezuela stopped choosing that uniform quite a few years ago. And
well,
so
you know
they,
what?
Every time
what gets,
they get
yeah,
busted
gets,
out.
Patty, what gets me is that 2013 where Congress approved the domestic propaganda thing to be used on Americans. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does the power of we the people give the authority to a government to lie to them.
Yeah, I knows.
I knows, yeah.
We know where all this is coming from. Who's yeah. always behind it? Zionism has
yep.
grabbed control of all the Western governments and running them in the ground and using the United States military for their dogs to
right.
romp around the world. Marco Rubio said this morning. He said to the other military officials, we
oh,
have
I saw
been in
that.
Contact.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, you know what I told him? I said, you're spewing rubbish. The pages of the U.S. Venezuelan history will remember you, as well as the U.S. military officials, as bullies and thieves who romp around the world destroying countries for control of their oil for the liberal globalist bankers. These people do not. Why do we even have a Congress? They're not serving us.
Well, you're going to get into the rest
the corporation.
Of my show
here, so. am I getting into something? Okay. And then I wanted to make a remark about this infanticide.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they didn't think this through real good, because in just New York alone still has infanticide murder laws on the books. These people that do this can be prosecuted and sent to prison for murder.
Yep.
And then I had a guy yesterday telling me, you know, or it was a report from some story, I forgot what news outlet it was, saying that it was all part of Roe versus Wade. And I told him, I said, either you're willfully lying or you're just ignorant of Roe versus Wade.
I don't even think trolls are well-versed in anything anymore, Patty. It's like, speaking of Venezuela, Twitter removed 2,000 accounts that were related to those people in Venezuela because, I mean, those are on the ground, or what they call it, boots on the ground. They don't want the truth out.
Right, and they accused them of being fake accounts, and they weren't.
Yep.
But they sure did. They suspended every one of them.
And that's why I highlighted this thing about the mortality of the U.S. soldiers. I really feel sorry. I mean, like that one kid I tell you about quite a bit here at the store up here. I feel sorry for a young strapping boy that could grow up to, say, go be a doctor or a pet veterinarian, which I would probably prefer more. But they would have their whole life before them instead of going out there and pillaging some other country for oil, an admitted spoils of war. Just like when Trump says that the United States may get a second chance to take Iraq's oil. It didn't say pay for it, like it says take. And this is a president who says we don't worship government, we worship God. And I don't think he ever read the thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder, you know.
Right. He doesn't know anything about the Ten Commandments, obviously.
No.
And neither do the Judans.
No, and then like Mark Rubio, all last week it was pro-Zionist tweets.
Well,
why don't these? Why don't they work for
that.
America? Well, I know, but why don't they work for America?
Because they're blackmailed, they're compromised, and they wouldn't be in holding those seats without AIPAC money.
Yeah, he made some tweet about that. I says. Oh, he's talking about Venezuela. I says, well, let's look at what your constituents have to put up in your area. How many starving, homeless, and stuff. Don't point fingers at other countries.
Right. They're all traitors. They're traitors. I'm going to get off here and let the next guy.
All right. My love to you. Okay, Patty? You have a good night there.
You too, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Robert in California there. Good evening, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you doing?
I assume you're a sir, being in California.
What? Oh, God, no. I'm not from California. I just happen to be stuck here at the moment, my friend. You know, a lot of those things Patty had to say there, they really struck home with me. You know, I was calling because just a little while ago you were talking about us vets. I was in the U.S. Navy, so I've got something to say about that. You know, we were a lot of places we shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of children blown up in third world countries for the sake of better oil prices, and I, for one, got sick of it within my first 4 years. They asked me to re-enlist, and I told them where to go. I'll keep it polite on your radio show. I know you're trying to clean it up for the, you know, siblings and whatnot. I could just go on forever about it.
What bothers me, Robert,
they stationed me in Somalia.
Yeah. What bothers me the most, Robert, is what we call this, what I call this sanitized media. You know, in that there was another John Pilger documentary called The War You Didn't See, where, again, it shows the grave after grave after grave over in Iraq. And Al Jazeera, though, if you watch Al Jazeera news, which you can get on your internet there, live feeds and stuff, they show a U.S., a Hellfire missile and the torsos that are ripped apart, intestines hanging on telephone wires, shoes, a limb still flitching and stuff. This is what America.
You're bringing up bad memories. You got to remember, I was there. Yeah. I actually saw things like what you're describing. I don't need to go back there, but I understand what you're saying.
Right.
I understand very, very thoroughly everything.
Well, see,
I don't
blame
you. There were a couple of guys that I went through boot camp with that I actually watched go home. And you know, looking back on that kind of thing, there's a lot of emotion involved with that. But you know what, I still don't understand this post-traumatic stress disorder. Maybe I had a level head. Maybe I was raised better than most people. I don't know. I don't want to go all altruistic here, but I came back sane, and I've held it together all these years. And I've never needed any medication or any counseling sessions or anything, but I'll tell you one thing it did. It woke me up to what's going on.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
It thoroughly woke me up.
You know, Robert, this morning, early this morning, I couldn't sleep because of the pain I'm in. I was watching Operation Burma with Errol Flynn. And, you know, the starting of that old World War II video was where they were to take out a radar installation so they could have a later landing there. And, of course, they sent the troops in. And the first scenes is remember the first scene is where they blow up the radar dish, and then the Japanese, or Japs in the movie as it's called, are in there eating, and as they come running out there, they're all gunned down. Well, then later in the thing, their little regiment splits and they get separated there, and then finally two of the guys come hacking through the jungle there, and the one guy says, oh, they let us go through as scouts, and they just massacred the rest of them. He says, I've never seen so much carnage. And I thought, you just did it back there at the Japanese
Yeah, no, that was a movie faux pas. Yeah, they had just been through slightly more carnage there in the previous scene. Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from there. You know, I didn't want to talk about military news and everything. Right. You know, I just, that was my biggest motivation to calling in, just on the spur. I don't usually call into the radio shows. I used to a little bit more, but, you know, these days I'm just trying to stay busy keeping up with all the news, and I can't even keep abreast of all of it. Everything is happening so fast. I could talk with you for the next half hour, just like 30 seconds for a subject and not repeat myself. Things are going wild, man.
Yeah, I call it the quickening, Robert, because we see, you know, it's kind of, if you're into the spiritual side of things, remember, God shall speed it up. And the only reason why we today can see it so evident there is because as the darkness, or actually light illuminates the darkness more, as more and more people come into the realization, perhaps through the internet, and that the cell phone use and the ability to take live images of things where people, I mean, you can't censor that unless you post it on like YouTube and stuff. But like on Twitter, when someone directly uploads a video and they show something's going on, then the media has a hell of a time trying to spin it as to some other story. And then the ones that they post are from, say, 3 or 4 years ago in a totally different area, had nothing to do with it, you know. It's propaganda.
This is sure different from the 1970s when you and I were growing up, huh?
My best friend, Jerry.
Man, we had all of three stations. We had three stations we could call on for news. Boy, I'll tell you.
My best friend, Jerry.
This is getting wild, man.
Robert, my best friend, Jerry, his two older brothers served in Vietnam. And I daily watched him beat the crap out of him. And I realized what it was from. It's kind of, and I don't want to get back into this again, but like that video on YouTube, Vietnam, America's Holocaust. When I watch these things about ISIS beheading people and stuff, you watch that video there, and these U.S. soldiers are bragging about they cut ears and testicles off for flipping beer. You know?
Yeah. Less than beer.
Yeah.
Beer. I've been there.
And this is the mindset. And if you didn't do it, you're yellow. You know? You're yellow.
Well, you know, it wasn't just in boot camp that me and my service members would often beat the holy living, you know, let's keep it clean out of each other. And you know why we did it? We wanted to make sure that each and every one of us was ready when the time came to stand up and represent our will to survive.
Right. And if
you know, I'm not going to pull any punches. I don't believe in that kind of training, but at the same time, it is what got us through this. I'm looking at these millennials these days, and I don't think they've got it in them. I see the yellow vest over there in France, and I see them actually standing up to their government. But then over here in California, for example, oh, my God, I see everybody sitting in here like in the coffee shop, like just absolutely absorbed into their iPhones.
Zombies.
And
they're zombies.
There is a cognitive dissonance that I think is going to be the downfall of everything we hold dear.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned you a story I had for California. I up here in Montana have a ham.
Oh yeah, I want to hear that. Thank you. Yeah. I was hoping you'd remind me of that earlier. Yeah. I want to hear this.
Anyway, this ham friend of mine had trying to be this green idiot, you know, went out and bought a brand new electric car. It looked pretty nice too. There, it had some good specs on it. We're like, and of course, as a ham operator, he really checked it out to make sure the battery was sufficient for what he wanted. Because of course, he had to run his radio equipment and everything too, you know. But anyway. When it came down to it, he took it back. And the reason why is he couldn't afford to register and license it because of the federal excise tax was not charged for electric cars because he wasn't buying fuel. So they make that up in the licensing. So in California, the Cali spawned regs will add $2,110 to the price of the average new vehicle. And, and this, you know, this goes to the point. And then Oregon now, and you see other states doing this too, where they're trying to just basically drop the so-called gas tax and go to a mileage-based tax. So that, I mean, everything, I don't care if it's Windows 10 or everything, is going to subscription-based only. And if you try to live off the grid, your kids want to learn entrepreneurship by shoveling snow, selling lemonade, mowing lawns, that's all illegal without a permit now. There's strip mining
in this
country.
Insert ticket here. Yeah, insert ticket here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's getting crazy.
So,
well, you know, I've come up with a simple solution in my own personal life to be able to deal with all this stuff. Do you want to hear it? I mean, I hear us all talking about the problems that are going on lately, but I don't hear a whole lot of solutions. I developed a few in my own life, if you just want to hear them, 30 seconds or so. And I could really
I've got a break coming up here, but I can hold you through the break if you want to talk more. Sure, go ahead.
Well, sure. Well, how soon is your break coming up?
Within a minute here. So go ahead and keep talking. When I hear the music, we got 30 seconds.
My first solution was to make sure that I had a home completely paid for and that I had no mortgage. And you know the way that I did that? I bought a sailboat. It sounds frivolous, I know. And there's a lot of work that comes with it. But I bought a sailboat. All of a sudden, my house is here. It's all paid for. And I got a roof over my head. And I pay my annual taxes. They have luxury taxes out here in California. If you own a sailboat, you're supposedly living in the lap of luxury. I don't think they're here on a daily basis to understand the hardship that comes along with, like, you know, anchoring out in the middle of a storm. But, you know, they charge me a luxury tax every year. But, you know, past that, I just keep myself out of debt. Not having a credit card makes a big difference.
Yeah, especially with 21%.
I hear your break coming up.
Yeah. So you want to hang over or you want to go ahead and kill it there or what?
Only if you want to keep hearing from me, brother.
Yeah, well, I got other stories here, too, so it doesn't really matter here. So, yeah, we can hold you over. We'll be right back after the break here, okay?
All right.
All right, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here at Western Montana, and it is still 15.4 degrees here with light snow coming down, and we're currently talking with Robert down there in California. So, Robert, you know, I have some more stories here about government. I guess you call me I don't really care about the government, but I'm anti-politician because in my 58 years, I have yet to see anything they've done that have helped out Americans.
Well, in my 53 years, I've come to understand usually if their mouth is open, they're lying. So I think we're still on the same page.
I could have went there, but I'll keep it clean. with all the pedophiles.
Hey, I know I'm not a guest on your radio show. I'm just a lowly caller, so I'll get to the point real quick. You know, when I was talking about the idea of solutions, it's only one thing that I chose as a personal solution to buy a sailboat. That's neither here nor there. Some people wouldn't be able to handle the responsibilities on a day-to-day level on that.
Right.
But I'll tell you what else I did that really applies to everybody. I put some extra food away. And I got some extra medical supplies together. I have 4 or 5 first aid kits on the boat. I'm not just like, you know, the Walgreens style. I'm talking like full Encore. I paid $350 plus for each one of these to make sure that I had the capability of helping my neighbor if it really comes down to it. And, you know, I've just been sitting back for the last year and a half, slowly gathering things and getting things together. And, you know, the biggest thing that I've come to understand right now is that none of those supplies are going to save me. The biggest thing that's going to save me is, well, it's twofold. Number one, it's being well informed about what's going on. And number two, it's being able to develop assets in my community, my neighbors. Every one of my neighbors matters. These people live next to me. They might get desperate if the grid goes down, and they're either going to have something I need or they're going to have something I need to be aware of.
Right. I have a friend whose name is Keith also. He's a ham operator that he used to live in Missoula there. But I was trying to find him one day after his wife had passed away, and I was just, you know, doing a health and welfare check on him. And he, too, is also in some kind of a, like, cabin cruiser type thing off of the coast of Georgia. And I thought, what lifestyle. You know, of course, he moved to where it was warmer, of course, like that because of Montana here. But I understand that. And, you know, that's the issue, as you brought up here, is building a good social structure within your community because you have to be able to trust someone.
Yeah. And one of the biggest things that's going to keep you back is what I called in the very first beginning of the phone call about, that PTSD thing. Man, I was in Somalia. I watched 3 of my own servicemen that I had developed a personal relationship with die while we were there. They didn't come home with me. I watched a faction of 19 different, like, you just, it was tribal over there. There wasn't, you know, Vietnam was nice. You had one enemy. You knew who to shoot at. Over there in Somalia, it changed from 1 week to the next.
Well, there's another one here for you, too, Robert. Like, the latest troop movement over there was, 300 people over to, I forget the name of the country there, but the fact is though, it was the same area where the outbreak of Ebola is. So,
oh God, another break already. Hey, look, I'm going to let you go. I'll listen to your response off air. I really appreciate your time, brother, and don't worry, keep strong, man.
Yeah, no problem. You call anytime.
We're
going to
make
it. Okay?
We're going to make it through.
Sounds great. My best to you. Okay.
All right. You have a good day. Blessings.
All right. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN.